Past incidents involving the use of force by police were part of a hearing that took place last week before the Baltimore City Council's Public Safety Committee. It's part of that panel's look at the death of Tyrone West while in police custody nearly a year ago. WYPR's Kenneth Burns joins us on the line to discuss the issues that were raised. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
So tell us about last week's hearing. What issues came up?
Well, the police made a presentation addressing several things, implementing a part of that police consultant's report that came out last fall that addresses the uses of force, creating a board that reviews incidents being referred to as a force investigation team. They called it FIT for short. It was a federal initiative that began in Las Vegas. They'll handle the administrative side of the investigations and eventually the criminal investigations. Right now, Internal Affairs handles the administrative, and homicide detectives handle the criminal investigation. They also provided an update on the West incident. An internal review board that's independent was put together back in January. Chief Rodney Hill, he leads the Internal Affairs Division, says the board is active. They're taking their time looking at everything. And he said that they're in the final stages of their look at the incident. And it should also be noted that Tawanda Jones, West's sister, is trying to get the federal government to look at the case as well.
So has the Civilian Review Board weighed in on the West incident?
They actually have no role in the process, Nathan. That board staffer, Alvin Gilliard, he said the board only looks at incidents involving excessive force and not deadly force. They did see parts of the presentation that the police made at the hearing. However, they're concerned about their role just being routine.
The history of the relationship between the Baltimore Police Department and the Civilian Review Board has not always yielded what the board believes is a serious review of what the Civilian Review Board has presented to the Baltimore Police Department.
Gilliard also told the committee that recommendations made from the review board in past incidents are often not considered by the police department. Police Commissioner Anthony Batts, who has not been on the job long, said that historically, before he arrived, the relationship has not been a good one between the department and the Civilian Review Board, and he's working to improve it.
So what sorts of reactions have you heard to the process?
Well, the public wants the Civilian Review Board with some teeth. Sonia Kumar, she's an attorney with the ACLU of Maryland. She was concerned about how much is budgeted for the review board compared with the police department as a whole.
Our Civilian Review Board, I think, has three staff and a budget of $165,000, more or less. The budget of the Baltimore City Police Department is $444 million, if I remember correctly. And that is just no match.
She's calling for the Civilian Review Board to have better funding as well as some power.
The public testimony was very emotional during this hearing, much like the first one in December.
It was. In fact, it should be noted that Tyrone West was not the only case brought up during the hearing. Anthony Anderson, who died in police custody in September 2012, was mentioned. Abdul Salam, who was beat by police last July during a traffic stop in Northeast Baltimore, he testified at the hearing. And in fact, the officers involved with that case were eventually involved with the West case just weeks later. He's also suing the department. Abdul Salam is, along with the West family. There were a number of activists that were there as well. They complained about State Attorney Greg Bernstein not pursuing charges against the officers. And needless to say, they are not crying an eye over Bernstein's loss at the ballot last week.
Are there plans for the committee to reconvene this hearing?
It will be. In fact, this is the second hearing based on the West incident. Councilman Warren Branch, who leads this committee, said that these hearings will happen once a quarter to look at the issues that were raised during all these incidents.
Kenneth Burns covers City Hall for WYPR. You can find more of his reporting at wypr.org. Thanks so much, Kenneth.
Thank you.